Bavinci chapter 9, Mishnah 9. Makabel sadeh mechaver l'shanim mu'atos. If a person receives a field from his fellow for a few years, which the Kati says is less than 7 years, anything less than 7 years, lo yizaren apishtin, he's not allowed to sow flax in the field. The reason being that flax greatly exhausts the earth. And says the Kati, its roots remain in the soil for up to 7 years. It takes 7 years after a flax crop to clear the field out. So if he's hired the field for less than 7 years, then he's not allowed to sow flax in it. V'ein lo bekores shikma, and also he does not have the beams of the sycamore, which means that if there's a sycamore tree and its branches are called the beams, which the Kati says is because buildings are made from them, so this sycamore tree, if he's leased the land for less than 7 years, he's not permitted to cut off the branches. And the reason being that the branches take a long time to grow back to their original size. This doesn't happen in less than 7 years. And if he, you know, if he would be obligated to return this tree to the owner of the field in the same condition that he received it, which would take a long time. Carries on the Mishnah, Kibla Hamena L'Sheva Shanim. If he received, if he took the field, if he leased the field and the sycamore tree for 7 years, then Shana Rishona Yezarena, in the first year he can sow flax, and the reason being that by the time he gives it back at the end of the 7 year, he'll be able to return the field in the condition that he took it. Yezarena Pishtan. V'yeshlo B'Kairas Shikma, and also he could cut down the beams of the sycamore tree, and again the reason being that by the time he gives it back, at the end of the 7 years, the branches will have completely grown back, and he will be able to return the field in the same condition that he received it.